at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. Welcome for joining us. Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kajawa, we've got Brian Morton, the whole crew. Who knew that it took all that to put this show on? It takes all that and more, that's for sure. And we're happy to be doing it for you. Listen, this is an interesting time, guys. This is what we all know about the great resignation during the pandemic and following, even now, continues to some degree even now, where even in these tough times, times of concern over the economy, where it's all going, where it's headed, people are being pretty cavalier about quitting their jobs. It's amazing, you know, and it really begs the question, really a deeper question about what are we doing? What is work? What is it all about? Is it a job? Is it a career? You know, it's various things for various people, of course. But there's there's another phenomenon happening out there, and it's interesting, and it's telling, and this is called quiet quitting. Now, this comes against the backdrop, guys, of an era where 40% of employees have indicated in a study that they're willing to quit their job for just a 5% raise. 20% are ready to leave for other jobs, even with the same pay, just to switch. Is the grass greener on the other side? It's interesting. Now, of course, we know that another phenomenon happening is that the job market remains, it's weakening a bit, certainly, but it has remained relatively strong, and that gives leverage to those who are employed and those who are seeking employment as opposed to those offering the jobs. And so there's this kind of confidence out there that I don't have to stay. And worse yet, quiet quitting begs the question, how hard do I need to work? What really defines effort, what really defines me fulfilling my job responsibilities and duties or not? And so what quiet quitting is, this new phenomenon now that we've become aware of, is people who keep their jobs, but really have backed way off on the level of effort. They no longer go at it with the same level of passion. They're just getting over that threshold. They're just meeting the job description. They're just doing their job. And this word job really defines what it is. I think a lot of people don't look at their work as a job. A lot of people look at it as a passion, as a love. It's part of who they are. They're very loyal, they're dedicated, they're committed, they're on board with serving the mission. They're proud. They're really proud. They're proud of the company they work for, and they're proud of the work that they do. And there's a certain sense of inner pride that comes from really doing a good job. And this now seems to be a victim, ultimately leading back to the pandemic as well, when this job market got superheated. And so people are coming in and, you know, again, just meeting the description on the piece of paper and nothing more. And they say this is important because this is a way for them to both keep their job, keep their pay, but back way off from the pressures and the stress and perhaps even the mental health issues that come from being in a tough job, being in a tough position. And so they're doing this thing called quiet quitting. And one even says, if I back off and I just do what's on the, you know, what's required of me based on the piece of paper, my job description, aren't I just doing the work I was supposed to do anyway? And that's an interesting question, and it's a deep one, because of course the answer on the surface of it probably is yes. You're probably doing just what you're supposed to do. But what happened to that, you know, again, that going above and beyond to help your company, to make yourself feel good about your place in the world, your purpose, your value to the company that you serve? You know, we all know we spend most of our waking hours working as opposed to in leisure. And so the work that you do is centrally important to, and how you do it is how you view yourself. Guys, this is interesting. Kristen, Mark, I'm not going to ask you guys. This is a sensitive issue. Here we are all together. Now, look,
I was waiting for you to come to us, actually.
Kristen.
But we're quiet.
Where'd you guys go?
We're quietly.
I'm not going to put you on the spot here because, of course, we're in a relationship that would have you disclosing things you may want to keep to yourself, right?
But Jeff, I have a question about that study, though, or the article.
Yeah.
Did it say in there that the research was that the people that were remote workers that may have come back to the office are now quiet quitting? Did it like designate like a certain group of people that work, or is it they were saying kind of a broad?
They were just being more general, but I'll bet that's a good point, and I'll bet it contributes. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to have that hybrid work environment or to have the opportunity to even work from home entirely for a period of time, get to be with your family, get to stay in your pajamas, whatever it may be. You know, the pressures are very different. Don't have to fight the traffic to and from work, the rush hour traffic. And now to be forced back into that, that's tough. Mm-hmm. That's really tough. So that's a good point, Kristen. Well, listen, guys, we have none of this going on around here, of course.
No.
Actually, listen, who are we kidding? We could not.
Well, then there's the downside to that too, right?
Well, let's hear it, Mark.
If you're not doing that little bit of extra work, like when the pandemic hit, people were downsizing. So what is your value to that company?
Well, that's right.
That's a good point.
That's it's a central point. That's exactly right. So
we hustle here.
We hustle here.
There's no quiet quitting over here.
You know, it's interesting. People talk about the kinds, you know, they ask me occasionally, what are the kinds of people you hire that you want on your team? And I think a couple of things stand out. And we know this to be true, guys, for sure. And then we're going to run to a break. Listen, one thing is you got to have someone who's self-motivated. I mean, from my standpoint, you can't babysit everybody. You can't have someone walking around. Did they check the boxes today? Did that particular person on my team do what they were supposed to do? There's got to be a certain sense of trust that the person you hired and entrusted with a job that you provided is self-motivated. And number two, that they love their work, that they're passionate about it. And I say that because, you know, no one has to love any job, for example, that I offer. But if they take it, they better love it. Otherwise, you know what they should do? They shouldn't keep it. They should go find something that does make them feel good. So those are the things to me that are centrally important. All right, guys, there we go. Interesting. More signs of the times. Boy, are things changing. Okay, we're going to run to a break. Back with more. Stick with us right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.